Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show coming up. We'll talk to Max Duggan, TCU quarterback, and he played Ralphie on A Christmas Story. Peter Billingsley will join us coming up as well. Phone calls. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We put Monday night into the books. Tampa Bay Buccaneers come from behind and end up winning this game. Mark Ingram could have stayed inbounds, maybe even gotten the first down, and that would have probably ended any hopes of trying to come up with two touchdowns for Tom Brady. But he did say after the game that he felt terrible. He put it on social media that he cost his team. He was injured, but he could have just fallen down inbounds, kept the clock moving. That gave Tom Brady enough time to have two touchdowns. And while we celebrate Tom Brady for being Tom Brady, I also have to criticize Tom Brady for being Tom Brady. The first 3.5 quarters, that's not a good football team. No excuse. You know, I know that the Saints are a good team when it comes to playing Tampa Bay. They historically have done well. But I'm more concerned about the first 3.5 quarters than I am the final 4 minutes here. But Brady gets the win. The 44th fourth quarter comeback of his career. Now we look ahead to games of week 14. Jets at the Bills. All right. Interesting. It was a month ago. The Jets held Buffalo to a season low total yards, sacked Josh Allen a season high 5 times. Okay. Philadelphia will be at the Giants. The Giants and the Commanders fought to a tie. And so right now you have the Giants' offense is starting to slow down a little bit. They have games against Philly, Washington again, and then Minnesota on the horizon. Miami at the Chargers. That'll be Sunday night on NBC. This one's interesting as well. Ravens-Steelers. Don't know what's going to happen. Lamar Jackson is supposed to be week to week, not even day to day. We're all day to day, but Lamar Jackson, is he going to be able to play? So those are just some of the matchups that you have coming up this week, this weekend. Baker Mayfield has, I don't know if he's cleared waivers yet, put on waivers, expected to clear waivers. The question is, are the 49ers interested in Baker Mayfield? Because Brock Purdy will get the start when they face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here is Kyle Shanahan on that question involving Baker Mayfield.
Well, do you guys have any interest in pursuing Baker Mayfield on the waiver wire?
I mean, we look into everything, but that surprised me right now. I mean, we got to discuss more this afternoon and stuff. But you know, I've always been a fan of his, but feel real good about our players, and we'll look into everything, but I feel pretty good with where we're at right now.
Okay. And that's the approach you should have. See what you have with Brock Purdy. You go from not playing, not thinking you're going to play, to now you're playing and you're the quarterback of a Super Bowl caliber team, and your next game is against Tom Brady, whose career is longer than your life right now. 22 years of age, and he's going to get the start. I think I would feel differently if I was asking my quarterback to do more for my offense, where all you're asking Brock Purdy to do is basically do what Jimmy G did. You don't have to do anything crazy. We got playmakers here. Don't make mistakes. We got a great defense, maybe the best defense in football right now. And let's just hold serve. Let's get to 11 wins. And then we're going to host a playoff game or two. And then you'll kind of see what you have with him. But to bring Baker in and then all of a sudden say, hey, can you be the starting quarterback here? I think that's a tall task to ask. And I'll go back to what I said during the year. This is before Jimmy G got the start when Trey Lance got hurt, that somebody in the locker room I trust said, we have a better chance to win this year with Jimmy G because the talent is ready to go, and Trey Lance might be the future, but the future is now for some of these veterans. You look at this team with Brock Purdy. I mean, this is similar, I guess, to when Tom Brady took over for Drew Bledsoe. We had no idea what, you know, we had there with Brady. Kurt Warner, when he took over for Trent Green. I mean, this is up there. Brock Purdy, if he would somehow take this team and go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, is that bigger than what Brady did? It's certainly right there, and your first game, your first start is going to be against Tom Brady. All right, we'll come up with a poll question for hour two. Seton O'Connor, what do you have for me?
Yeah, I put up there who should win the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, okay.
Not who will win, but who should win.
Okay.
Because maybe that's different.
You know, in recent weeks, as great as Caleb Williams has been, it's almost like he's embraced this villain role where he gets his nails painted and it's, you know, F Utah and F UCLA and... I'm not sure why he's playing that role. Remember when LeBron was miserable when he played the role of villain? He wasn't a good villain. No, but they were going to win one, but not two, not three. And we're like, what are you doing here?
When he went Hollywood Hogan in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
And he didn't, when he was in Cleveland, he played the underdog role quite well. Now, it's hard to be the best player in basketball at the time and then not be a villain, but... he just kind of rubbed people the wrong way when he was in Miami. And Caleb Williams is running that risk. Like, easy here. Great story. But it just feels like with, hey, I'm going to paint my nails and F UCLA and F Notre Dame and F Utah. But not good. And I think he's going to win the Heisman. But, you know... are people going to give Max Duggan a chance to win this or at least make it competitive? I don't know how the voters, how long they waited. If he wins that game, then I think maybe it's a different story. But Caleb Williams did everything you wanted a Heisman winner to do. He played big. He played hurt, stayed in the game, didn't want to come out. But, you know, eventually that defense let him down. He did everything he could do offensively. Defensively is where they, you know, that's why USC is not in the Final Four. Not because of Caleb Williams. But Max Duggan is in there in the Final Four. He'll join us coming up in about 10 minutes. Yeah, Paul.
After Caleb Williams had the F Utah on his fingernails, they lost, obviously, to Utah. Cameron Rising, the quarterback at Utah, was asked about it. He goes, that's cute. I hope he keeps it on there. You know, like, don't take it off after the loss. Mm. And then Utah football tweeted out a picture of Caleb Williams with his fingers, and they put back-to-back on his fingers. Like, they just beat them back-to-back. Mm. A lot of fun with it.
Peacock has the most live sports of any streaming service. Watch live games and events from the Premier League, NASCAR, PGA Tour, Sunday Night Football, and the Dan Patrick Show. It's all streaming on Peacock. By the way, Sunday Night Football, Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins, They go to Los Angeles, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. PJ in Atlanta. Hi, PJ. What's on your mind today?
Hey, buddy. Quick throwback. Whose career would you rather have with Heismans and Oscar winners? Would you rather be Archie Griffith in 74-75 winning back-to-back Heisman trophies, or would you rather be Art Carney for Harry and Tonto and Alan Arkin for Night Moves? Whose career would you rather have? And you should do that for every year. Like in 1980, you'd obviously want to be Robert De Niro for Raging Bull over George Rogers. But George Rogers brings his Heisman wherever he goes. So it's just a quick...
PJ. All right. So to do it accurately, fairly, then we want to do the movie and we want to do the Heisman winner that year.
You give me throw out a year.
Throw out a movie. Because I think the movie is what makes
it. So this is best supporting actor. Would you rather be Tim Robbins in Mystic River 2003, or you could be Jason White of Oklahoma in 2003? Jason White didn't play much NFL football.
No, he did not.
When I say not much. I mean
Tim
not.
Robbins won. Did he win for Shawshank?
No, I don't know if he was nominated for Shawshank.
How is he not nominated for Shawshank?
Checking.
Was Morgan Freeman nominated?
Morgan Freeman won Best Supporting Actor for Million Dollar Baby. I'm checking on...
Million Dollar Baby was horrible. Didn't like that at all. And what kind of trainer leaves the chair, the stool, inside the ring, and then she falls and gets hurt? No, I hate that.
Too soon, spoiler.
I know. Yeah. Yes, Eden.
Dude, 1996, Danny Werfel.
Okay.
Or, let's see, Best Supporting Actor?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey, Usual Suspects.
Ooh.
There was a point in time that would have been like, oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely Kevin Spacey.
Why don't we move? All right, Best Actor, you have Nicolas Cage leaving Las Vegas.
I loved Elizabeth Shue. I didn't like Nick Cage in that movie.
Ooh, man, that is a misstep.
No. I mean, after a while, I'm like, okay, dude, just off yourself.
Okay, how about this? If we went to Best Picture.
Best Picture.
Yeah, because I don't know. I kind of thought the idea of going to a hotel room to drink yourself to death was awesome. But I don't know. That's just me. how about Best Picture that year was Braveheart?
Yeah.
No? Are you going Danny Werfel?
I don't
know. That's kind of what you're hinting at right
maybe
now.
Maybe I am. You know, gritty, gutty Danny Werfel. Yes, Paul.
I have Tim Robbins not getting any nominations for Shawshank Redemption. I'm not finding any nominations.
Damn.
That's wild. Most watched movie in history on TV, at least on Turner. Yeah.
Is that the most watched?
It's on right now.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. But Morgan Freeman didn't win for that. He won for Million Dollar Baby.
Right.
Okay, who's better in Shawshank Redemption? Tim Robbins or Morgan Freeman?
I actually thought the guy who stole it was the warden.
Yeah.
Such a bad guy.
Yeah. At the very end.
Yeah, it didn't work out for
me. No, it did not. Oh, man. I remember we had Tim Robbins on, and he said, you know where that movie is more popular than any other place? China. Because it gives you hope. He said that the reaction he gets from people in China, that Shawshank Redemption gave them hope. And that's all that, you know, you're kind of going on in some of these countries. And I'm thinking, I don't know how available Shawshank is in China. And if the government knows that it gives you hope, they're probably going to take that off, their version of a Turner Classics. Yes, Paulie.
Javier Bardem in 2007 in No Country for Old Men. He played Anton Chigurh.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow, 2007.
Oh, I'm taking Tim Tebow. I'm Tim Tebow.
Really?
Yeah, but Javier Bardem is married to Penelope Cruz.
Oh, then he wins.
He does win.
He already won.
Tim's got a beautiful wife.
I don't know who he's married to.
Okay, but I'm sure she's beautiful.
Penelope Cruz?
Yeah, Penelope Cruz.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, 1978, okay. You could be Billy Sims,
ooh.
Or you could, let's see, Best Supporting Actor, Jason Robards. All right. In a movie called Julia. You could be, or Best Actor is Richard Dreyfuss in The Goodbye Girl.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
The irony of Jason Robards being mentioned here, we have Max Duggan. Jason Robards was the star of Max Duggan Returns with the movie back in the early 80s. He also played Ben Bradley, the editor of the Washington Post in
All the President's Men.
Mm. Good career. Mm.
Oh, this is a good one. Did anybody do 1992 yet?
No, I don't think so.
All right. This is sent in by somebody on Twitter.
Okay.
All right, Jeremiah.
Okay.
1992, you have Charlie Ward, Heisman, and a good NBA career. Decent.
Yeah, good basketball player.
Yeah, or Anthony Hopkins, best actor.
What was he best actor for?
Gonna have to look that up.
That wasn't Silence of the Lambs.
It could be.
He might have been best supporting for Silence of the Lambs.
Clarice.
This says best leading role.
Do I want to be Charlie Ward or Anthony Hopkins? Well, I'd have to know what the movie is.
Best actor is Silence of the Lambs, Anthony Hopkins. Wow. Best supporting actor, this is a great role, Jack Palance in City Slickers.
Okay.
He was so good in that.
Yeah, he was.
Jack Palance is a boss.
Yeah.
I had a man's liver once with a can of fava beans and a nice candy.
Thank you, Todd. Oh.
One more thing, Governor. Love your suit.
How do you think you're helping your campaign for most?
Not great. No, that wasn't good.
Fumbling
fingers in the backs of cards. You stayed with your uncle and aunt for only 6 months. Why were you there for such a short period of time? Why so short? What happened to your lamb, Clarice? Quid pro quo, you tell me things, I tell you things.
Max Duggan just canceled.
And so did Max Duggan.
Fly away, agent Starling, for another day.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up, and the TCU quarterback, Max Duggan.
FBI.
Running all the way to the FBI, fumbling fingers in the backs of cars, Clarice. What happened to your lamb, Clarice?
This is what people should understand. When we're not on the show, doing the show, this is what Todd does during the day.
Do you still hear the screaming of the lambs? What happened to your spring lamb?
Let's take a break. We're back after this. Twitter confirms that 5.4 million user accounts have been exposed in a software vulnerability. Personal information, emails, phone numbers, and this is from a 2021 data breach and recently been published on a hacker forum. Free for the taking. Everybody could go in there. You could get these cyber criminals who would take your information, steal your identity. Well, you need to be protected. And the place to go is LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, loans taken out in your names, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or go to lifelock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. That will get you 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Marv is playing songs at closing time in bars. The outfield.
Like, hey, you want to dance? I'm like, no, that's all right. Oh, then I'll just go back over here with my beer.
But it's closing time.
You point at them, they point at you. So, mm-hmm. Oh, no? Okay. All right. Oh, you're pointing at him. Oh, okay.
All right. We have our finalist for the Heisman Trophy seat. And the poll question is, who should win the Heisman? Do you have the results?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, right now, who should win? The Heisman.
Before I'm going to put everybody on the spot, who should win the Heisman? Because our next guest is one of the finalists, so let's make it uncomfortable for everybody. Fritzy, who should win the Heisman?
Definitely Max Duggan. He almost went undefeated. He was bleeding. He lost his breath. He was almost passing out and still playing in overtime.
Seton, who should win the Heisman?
I've been on the Max Duggan
of course you
train
have.
All season,
of
so obviously you know my guess.
Yeah, yeah. In the spring, too, when Chandler Morris was named the starter, you were still on the Max Duggan.
No, that's not the guy.
Marv?
Oh, you know I've been on the Duggan train since August.
Well, I've been around you guys a lot. I never heard any of this. Paulie?
Shocker, it's Max for me. Okay. You know, he came there, they were 5-7. Now they're a 12-1 team.
Okay. I said Caleb Williams a couple of weeks ago, and Caleb Williams is the guy who deserves the Heisman Trophy.
That's 40% of our audience agrees with you, Dan.
Okay. Let's bring in Max Duggan, the TCU quarterback. Who do you think should win the Heisman?
You know, whoever they vote for.
Well, who would you vote for?
You know, they're all. You want the politically correct answer?
No, Do you think you're the best candidate?
You know, I don't know. I don't really think about it too much. I don't know. I came from my dad trying to be a humble guy. They're all great players. You know, if I would be able to get voted and win it, you know, it'd be a tremendous award, but you know, they're all really, really good players.
Well, I think just getting there is pretty amazing. If you look back in the spring where you weren't even going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
And what was your reaction to that?
Yeah. You know, it was disappointing in my eyes. You know, that you didn't win the job. I was disappointed myself, but you know, I wanted to help the team. I wanted to be here at TCU when we were winning, help this team, you know, get back to, you know, being talked about on a national level.
What hurts today after that game?
You know, obviously body wise, there's a lot, but you know, within, you know, there's a lot of emotion. You know, you go an undefeated season, you know, you want to win a conference championship, a league championship, and you lose that game so close, you know, on a last second field goal, There's a lot of emotion, but, you know, we get an opportunity to go compete for a national championship. So
you were out of breath after you ran the touchdown. You can't call timeout. You still got the 2-point conversion. How gassed were you?
Yeah, I was pretty tired. You know, I had a couple long runs on that drive, but, you know, just trying to do whatever we could to try to make a play, try to give us a shot to, you know, maybe to get a 2-point conversion sent into overtime. But yeah, I was pretty winded after that drive.
Okay, explain to me what happened then in overtime, that you didn't get the ball those last two plays. Could you have changed the plays if you wanted to at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, so we went in with two plays that we felt, you know, pretty good about. You know, plays that have been successful for us. Obviously, we're giving it to Kendrick, our running back, that, you know, has been successful a lot this year, especially down the 1-yard line. You know, run a run scheme to, you know, where our guys, you know, we're confident in. And, you know, Kansas State made two good plays. You know, they stopped us at the one both times. Doesn't happen a lot, but, you know, credit to them.
What do you know about Michigan?
Yeah, you know that they're a phenomenal team, great team, well coached. They got, you know, dudes all over their field, whether it's on offense, defense. You know, they run the ball well, throw the ball well. You're not going to get a lot of shots, not a lot of opportunities. Defensively, you know, they play their game. They're big. They're athletic. They're going to make things difficult on us. They trust their guys on the back end, so it's going to be fun.
How'd you get invited to the Mavs game last night?
Yeah, so it was a family member of mine. Yeah, so I went with them.
And OBJ was there last night?
Yeah, he was sitting courtside.
You didn't get courtside?
No, I didn't get courtside. I'm not on that level.
If you win the Heisman, you're going to get courtside there.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you talk to OBJ?
No, I wasn't able to see him. I just they put him up on the Jumbotron, all that. I think he was sent by Micah and Diggs, I think.
Did you meet Luca?
I did not. No, I was not given any treatment.
What the heck is going on here, Max?
I was just with a family member, you know, inviting me to the game.
You know what? If you wore your jersey, if you wore your uniform, that might have helped you maybe get a little preferential treatment.
Maybe.
Who do you model your game after?
You know, I don't know if there's a single person that I really model my game after. You know, I grew up a Green Bay fan. So, you know, you watch Favre and Aaron Rodgers and try to be that kind of gunslinger, you know, different arm angles, footwork, trying to make that play. Other guys in the league, you watch, you know, like Joe Burrow, what he does with, you know, pocket mobility and movements inside the pocket of being quick, try to, you know, go off of that. You take, you know, Kyler and Russell in the run game of, you know, making plays with their feet and being dynamic. So there's a lot of things you kind of, you know, pick and choose that you want to take from guys to try to put into your own game.
You know, you go back to that COVID test that you took. If you don't take that COVID test, what do you think happens?
Yeah, I don't really know what happens. Yeah, I think I'll probably go on the rest of my life a couple of years, and, you know, there's probably bigger implications that happen to me when I'm, you know, kind of older and, you know, out of athletics, you know, not as in shape, things of that sort, you know, getting up there. And, you know, I really don't know what happened. I don't really kind of want to imagine it. So,
well, I mean, you had a 9-hour heart surgery procedure because you test positive for COVID, but then what did they tell you after you tested positive?
Yeah. So I tested positive for COVID, and then, you know, in college athletics, they did put you through all these heart screenings. Because they're worried about the myocarditis, I think was what was going on in COVID.
Yeah.
So they had you do EKG, you know, ultrasound on your heart, all these tests. And then when they did the EKG, they found, you know, a little, you know, Wolf Parkinson White syndrome is what I have. It shows up on an EKG pretty easily. So they kind of saw it, maybe go through a couple other tests, and then had to kind of sit me down and tell them what was going on.
Did you know if you could play football?
Yeah, initially I didn't really. I thought, you know, when they say you have a heart issue, and it was pretty serious, you're going to have surgery. Thought, you know, football was probably over, so.
Well, got a big game coming up against Michigan. And do you have the outfit picked out for the Heisman Trophy ceremony?
Yep, I got one picked out. So there's a, you know, a little shop down here in Fort Worth that, you know, got me right.
Okay, what are we going with, though? Because we're going to be seeing this for years and years and years to come, so.
Yeah, no, it'll be a good little tribute to TCU. It'll look good on Saturday, so yeah, you'll be able to see it.
Okay, little purple in there.
Yes, sir.
All right, are you getting your hair cut before the Heisman ceremony?
Yeah, I need to. Yeah, it's kind of my mom's starting to get on me about it, so I think I'm about to cut it.
I don't think you mess with the street like you're on here. I think you'd say to you want me to talk to mom and just tell her, hey, come on, Samson didn't cut his hair.
Yeah. My mom's starting to call me and, you know, give me some angry phone calls about my hair when she sees pictures.
Well, congrats on the great season there, and good luck against Michigan and the Heisman ceremony.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
It's Max Duggan. He is one of the four Heisman Trophy finalists there. We don't want politically correct answers. You think you're the best candidate? Tell me. Doesn't matter now. Everybody's voted there. But what he's meant to his team, he absolutely deserves to be there. Yes, Todd?
It seems like he's being the anti-Caleb Williams. Caleb's being all, you know, look at me and screw that team, whatever, and he's taking the other approach. So, yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to paint his nails.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if you can cut the hair when you're rolling, you know, and whatever's working. I'm not Mr. Superstitious.
Yeah.
But the sports information even said he decided not to cut his hair to start the season. He's on a roll.
Mm.
You want to look good on TV, but you don't mess with the streak.
A couple of phone calls in here. Alberto in Chicago. Hi, Alberto.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to chime in on the best supporting actor versus Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay.
How about no one talked about Cuba Gooding Jr., I don't believe, in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
And versus Ty Detmer, 1990 Heisman Trophy winner for Brigham Young.
Okay. Would I rather be Ty Detmer or Cuba Gooding Jr.? Yes, Marv.
Those aren't the same years. Or is he just saying that?
Oh, yeah. We need same years. Who won Best Supporting Actor when Jerry Maguire came out?
Oh, what year was that?
Is that 90s?
Either 95 or 96.
I got 96 for Cuba Gooding Jr. winning the Best Supporting Actor.
Okay.
That would be Danny Werfel of Florida.
Mm.
Who had, a short pro career.
Yeah.
I just did this like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh.
What did you do with the Cuba?
Did Danny Werfel and Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I got to start listening to you.
Well, yeah. It's been 15 years. Yeah, when I start now.
I know. You're right. I can't stop listening to Todd. That's part of the problem.
I'm going Danny Werfel, by the way.
Are you? Thank you. Instead of Cuba Gooding.
Yeah, by a landslide, actually.
Okay. Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, VP.
Good morning.
58150. The real parallel between Jimmy going down and Bledsoe going down back in 01. I guess the big difference is Brady took over early in the season, in September. And, you know, I mean, the timing for the takeover in December, how do you feel about that? And also, who hit Bledsoe that caused his internal bleeding in that September game?
Mo Lewis. Oh, Lewis hit him right in the sternum. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that early in the season. But then Bledsoe came back. I think he played against Pittsburgh in the playoffs. But I don't know what the other analogy comparison would be with Brock Purdy if the Niners would happen to go on to win the Super Bowl. Because when Kurt Warner took over for Trent Green, I don't know how deep in the season that was either. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Todd. Back in 2001, Tom Brady took over in week three for New England after the hit. And he started pretty slow. No touchdowns. Then he had a 2-touchdown, no pick game, 3-touchdown, no pick game. He had a couple bad ones as well. But then he had a game, I think, on Thanksgiving week where he had 4 touchdowns, no picks, and he took down New Orleans. And right after that, Bledsoe was cleared to play. And they announced that they're going to stick with Brady. And it was pretty, you could find some articles about that. It was pretty controversial up in New England.
But even in the Super Bowl against the Rams, I remember John Madden saying that with Brady as your quarterback, that they were going to play conservatively. And they didn't. They played to win. And I think that surprised a lot of people because here's John Madden, who was doing the game, saying, you know, that basically with Tom Brady, I'm not going to be too aggressive here in that game against the Rams. Yeah, Paul.
You know, Bledsoe should get a lot of credit. They were, that year, the first Brady Super Bowl, 2001-2, the Patriots were against the Steelers in the AFC title game. Brady got knocked out of that game. He got hurt.
Yeah.
Bledsoe came in, was 10 for 21 with 102 yards and the game-winning touchdown. So he put them in the Super Bowl for the first Super Bowl.
And then went to Buffalo after that.
Yep.
And signed a big contract. But didn't he had just signed a contract, I think, with the Patriots, though. But I know that, you know, That was one of those where Belichick sent him in the division. He was going to Buffalo and wasn't worried about it. How long into the season was it when Kurt Warner took over for Trent Green?
Because it was preseason. It was knee injury for Trent Green. They had just acquired Trent Green. He was a backup for Philly. Where was Trent Green? Oh, I can't remember. But Trent Green they were really into him. Yeah, I don't remember where Trent Green was, but it was a preseason injury. And you can find all these stories about Kurt Warner, like who is this guy? Where is he from? No resume.
Yes, Todd.
Yeah, Trent was with Kansas City, right?
And then that's right. Yeah. Bloop, bloop. Good job there. Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Oh, ADP. Hey, it's been a long time here. I haven't been able to get through in a couple of months. I just reviewed 7 things that I go over with Tyler. He said to keep it tight and maybe go over 2 with you.
Okay.
So he said, first and most important, I got my moonshine, my inaugural batch of moonshine. They wouldn't ship it to Montana for some reason, so I had it shipped to my brother in Idaho, and then I had to sneak it over the border. So I carried off that mission with
I like it. Bootlegging. So bootlegger. Cool. I like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Just like you should be doing. And then I called him way back in June, and I had an idea for when you guys were doing your 4th of July break about maybe airing like either one day or the entire first week of the show when you guys are on hiatus, maybe at Christmas time. And that way, I think it'd be cool because I don't think a lot of listeners maybe heard that very first show when you're up in the attic.
Okay.
And it'd be cool to like compare and contrast how unprofessional things were back then compared to how awesome they are now.
Thank you, Bob. Enjoy the moonshine. There's certain states that we can't deliver to, but those are the rules of your states. But and if that's the case, I would move.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so I could get my my moonshine.
It's worth it.
Yes, it is. It's like, honey, we're packing
up. Uprooting your whole family to make sure you can get moonshine delivered to your house.
Wait, where are we going? Well, I got to go where they ship moonshine. Yeah. And by the way, hold on to those bottles, the inaugural batch, because those are really valuable, we're finding out.
Like Beanie Babies.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Trent Green was Washington then the Rams, then Kansas City?
He came out of Indiana. He went to Washington. His second year in Washington, he was 6-8 as the starter.
Okay.
He had 23 touchdowns. It became a hot property. The Rams got him. He was going to be the new face of the franchise. He got hurt in the preseason, and Kurt Warner took over.
Hmm.
And remember the Kurt Warner story? He got a spider bite, or else he was going to visit the Bears. He had to cancel, and he visited the Rams.
But Kurt Warner was with the Packers, too.
Yeah, practice squad.
He was like fourth-string quarterback. So they had Favre. They had, was Don Majkowski still there? And then who else did they have? Went on to play with the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Hasselbeck?
Yeah, Hasselbeck.
Oh.
Hasselbeck, I think, was there as a third string quarterback, maybe? Or fourth string? But I think Kurt Warner was around the team at the same time.
Aaron Rodgers was there, too.
Was he?
Okay, maybe he wasn't. All right. That's how long it feels.
No, it wasn't. I don't think so. You could check the Packers depth chart and probably. How about we did some research there, you know, maybe?
Got to start now.
As I'm dancing here, you know, maybe. What, Todd? You're just sitting there smiling.
So it was Washington, then the Rams, and the Chiefs was on the other end of the Rams, not before the Rams.
Thank you, Todd.
Washington.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Songs at closing time, picked out by Marvin.
Eddie Money.
Eddie Mahoney, his original name. He was a big deal. He had a couple-year run. But so this is a closing time song.
I think so. I've heard this before at the end of the night.
Yeah, but I'm not... Well, here we go. I don't think I was ever... At the end of the night for the closing, I'm trying to think how many times I closed down a bar. Yeah, Paul.
I noticed a lot of bars had Sweet Caroline, especially in Jersey. Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond was a closing song at lots of bars. And did you see he has that musical that's out, Neil Diamond? He's got Parkinson's disease. He sang a couple nights ago in front of the whole crowd. It's pretty cool.
It's like Tony Bennett, you know, some of these legendary singers. And, still being able to perform. Lady Gaga was instrumental in helping Tony Bennett with a couple of those specials. By the way, Trey Turner signing with the Phillies means that baseball teams have spent just over $1 billion so far. And that's without Aaron Judge, Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson. They're going to command over $1 billion as well. And we don't know... Aaron Judge down to the Yankees and the Giants, which is what we thought all along. When are we going to find out about OBJ? And what I want to find out about OBJ is not where he goes, but when does he play? Can he play? Because this has gone on. I mean, credit to OBJ keeping his name in the news, but I don't know what he's waiting for. Or is he just not healthy? Because Dallas wants him. Like, don't you want to be in there? You can help out. You can learn the system. You can be in meetings. I don't know. Maybe if you go, you can help out CeeDee Lamb and, you know, yeah, call me crazy. Feels like, you know, he's been on this recruiting tour for quite some time, and I don't know if he's healthy enough to play. And if he is, then why isn't he with the team right now? The more games you have, the more opportunity to show that you could get a big contract here. And if I'm Dallas, and, you know, this feels like Jerry Jones, of course, is going to get him. But how much do you spend? He's your third, probably your third wide receiver. But he's at the Mavericks game, and you know, he's got 2 days to spend with the Cowboys, and he's spent 2 days with the Giants. I know that they threw in the Buffalo Bills there as well, but that could be for just leverage. I mean, Jerry Jones just wants to win a Super Bowl. Whoever helps us win, you know, come on in, and I'll overpay if that's the case. But I don't know if OBJ, how close is he to playing? Has anybody asked him? Like, when can you play? And if you can play now, why didn't you sign 2 weeks ago? If you could have signed 2 weeks ago and then been ready to play now, why didn't you do that? Just feels like, you know, there's a leverage game going on here. But at some point, you go, how much can he contribute to the team? And when can he contribute? Because now we're closing in on the end of the regular season. How many games? And then you're going to put him into the playoffs? Yeah, Marv.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Are they going to – is Odell – I'm blanking right here. Is Odell just waiting for the playoffs to start? And like, all right, you guys clinched the playoff spot, so I'm here.
I don't think I would want to go into that situation if I'm OBJ and just say, hey, I'm ready to go. It's the playoffs. He's had two knee surgeries here. Call me crazy. You're crazy. But I'd really be nervous about what I'm going to give him, how long he's going to sign up for, when can he play, what can I expect from him. It just seems like everybody, and I know that, you know, Fox and ESPN have been just slobbering all over themselves with the OBJ stuff, but Dallas is a Super Bowl team now. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Cowboys are 9-3. They're the lead for the wild card. They would have to... they would have to win like one more game the rest of the way to be out of the wild card picture, and still they'd be in it. They should be fine for the playoffs.
Oh yeah, yes, they're going to the playoffs. But
Marvin was saying that. I wonder if he's waiting to see if the Cowboys are playoff eligible.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's a safe bet now.
Yeah, they're going to be in. The question is, you're going to open up on the road, aren't you? Because Dallas didn't. Unless Dallas wins the division, I mean, the Eagles have to lose two, I believe, and so Dallas. I don't know how the playoffs, if the playoffs started today, where is Dallas that opening week? Can we find that out? Because that's another thing. If you're OBJ, you want to make your debut at home. And I would think getting a couple of games in there. But that seems to be the one question nobody's really asking. How healthy are you? Yeah, Seton.
So is he waiting too long?
I don't know how healthy he is. Because nobody said anything other than, oh, you know, he's narrowed it down to these teams. I don't know if anybody has said, man, I've watched him run routes. He's ready to go right now. Was he ready to go last week? Will he be ready to go when he signs? Yes.
And, right, I'm sort of operating under the idea that Odell Beckham Jr. has his choice of teams. Is that fact, that he's got all of these offers that he's choosing from? Or is he still just waiting for the right... a team to come through?
I think there's only three teams that have been mentioned, and it's Buffalo kind of on the periphery, and then it's the Giants and the Cowboys.
And now it's right. So I don't know. Are those the teams that make sense, or are those the teams that absolutely want him and he's just trying to figure it out?
I'm guessing they want him. I'm guessing. I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
If the playoffs started today, the NFC, the Cowboys would face the Buccaneers.
Oh, Tom.
There's not enough hours of get up.
Oh, my God. They'd go crazy if that was the case.
Yeah, Giants would face the 49ers. Seahawks would face the Vikings. In the AFC, the playoffs as of today, Jets, Chiefs, Dolphins, Ravens, Bengals, Titans.
Okay.
Bills and Eagles are getting byes.
Bengals and Titans again. Yes, Marvin.
Is there some pressure now on the Chiefs? Mahomes wins another MVP, and if they flame out again, say, oh, like you said, the dynasty of one. Nick Wright, 1125, join us.
I don't know how much pressure, but he's going to probably win the MVP, either him or Jalen Hurts. But, yeah, at some point, it's like, man, you guys go to the conference title game every year. Yep. like Andy Reid did this in Philadelphia. He'd go to the NFC title game and then like, oh, how many Super Bowls? None. We didn't win any. But Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and here's the Bengals beating them. Yeah, Mar.
This can turn into an Aaron Rodgers situation. You win a Super Bowl early, like, oh, most talented thrower of the football ever, but only one Super Bowl early. Aaron Rodgers like 10 years in from his last Super Bowl.
How many years was Favre in before he won his Super Bowl? Yeah, you win that one early. You know, Roethlisberger won his early, but then he was able to win again. Favre was what? How old, Paulie?
He was 27, his fourth year as the Green Bay starter.
Oh, okay. All right. More phone calls coming up. The final hour on the way. He played Ralphie in Christmas Story. Peter Billingsley will join us on the program. Hope you'll join us in the final hour after this. One more item as we close out hour two. Probably put on a master class here with our show this past hour. You can sign up for master class and learn how to cook. You can learn to cook from Gordon Ramsay. How about making a movie? James Cameron. How about creating a business? Richard Branson. Thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors. And you can give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film or how to make a great meal or start a business or hundreds of other things that they could be interested in. Plus, there's so many great things about it. First of all, you can watch on your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. Cinematic on-demand videos short enough to fit into your everyday life. You watch when you want to watch. This year, give somebody what they've always wanted, a masterclass membership, and you'll get that second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. That's masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.